Hi there and good afternoon. I'm Mookie, music director on 88.5 KCSN. Today we are joined by Amber from the Japanese House. How are things?
Hello. Yeah, things are good, thank you.
Not just Amber, I guess you brought the whole band today.
I did. Yeah. They're in there setting up the guitars.
Thanks for taking the time. You're playing a sold-out venue in Los Angeles this evening at the Echo. Do you ever recall playing that venue? Or no, this is the first time, huh?
Yeah, so I've only done sports shows in LA before.
Yeah, but this is your first
headline show in LA.
Outstanding.
So it's exciting.
And you've been on the road in the United States for quite some time. You did the East Coast. You're traveling down the Western, I guess, coastline. And
it's a lot warmer over this side.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
And if people haven't seen the Japanese House this time around, I mean, this is your last chance. And then you guys are going to hit the road and go back home to the UK and play a bunch of huge venues, right?
Yeah, we're flying home tomorrow. And then, we're supporting the 975 on their UK arena tour.
That's fabulous.
Which is very exciting for me because I get to play the Millennium Dome, so.
what's the capacity at the Millennium Dome, you figure?
I think it's 20,000.
Wow. Which is a lot. That's crazy. What are the differences playing venues like that rather than, small operations?
It's so different.
Is it?
Both have, their merits, I think. Playing, smaller shows where you get to see everyone's face is, rewarding because you connect with people on a personal level, but when you play huge shows, I guess it's a different kind of rush because it's connecting with loads of people.
What a great position it is to be, I mean, an artist who gets to play the O2 Arena and venues like that. That's outstanding. So we also realize that a lot of people here in the United States are very unfamiliar with the Japanese House as a musical project. We've been playing the song Face Like Thunder for a little while now, and it sounds great on the air. It's a three-piece, but there's such a full sound with just layers and layers of things. I don't want to pigeonhole you into a specific genre or anything that, but the things that I'm getting all the time, it's dream pop. It's chill wave. Would you hate me if I told people it's chill wave?
I think I'm always looking for new terms to put on my music, so I have absolutely no idea what kind of genre it falls under. So that's helpful for me. if you can give me some terms, that's cool.
Right.
Chill wave, I'm going to remember that.
And again, the show at the Echo is sold out this evening.
Yeah.
What do you attribute that to? I mean, very little airplay when you talk about, radio play in the United States. How do you think this is happening? Sold out venues around the U.S.?
I don't know. I think people are connecting with it probably. I guess the majority of my fan base is young people, and I guess I write a lot of my songs are, well, pretty much all of them are about, I don't know, relationships, and mostly the end of relationships. And I think especially a song like Still, which I wrote when I was 17, I think people can connect with that because it's a very broad brush.
Relatable stuff.
Yeah, and I guess that's why people I connected with it because it's it's relatable, as you said. But it shocks me. I'm not used to it. I don't know. It's really cool to have sold out this tour.
No, that's great. Again, we're talking with Amber from the Japanese House. The EP is available right now, called Swim Against the Tide. How many releases can people get their hands on from the Japanese House?
There's three EPs now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the first one, which is Pools to Bathe In. And the second one, which is Clean, and then, Swim Against the Tide is the newest one.
And it's been out for about a month now. Congratulations
Thank
on the
you.
Record. We love hearing it.
Thanks very much.
The project is really your brainchild, is it not? Or is it more of a collaborative effort with the guys in the next room?
Oh, no, I record it on my own. They're live. I have a band live because I don't think I could do it on my own land.
You recreate the sound more or less, right?
It is just my project that kind of stems, off my laptop, and which travels around with me everywhere I go.
Uh-huh. And even on this tour, so you're thinking of new songs while you're on
I'm
the road?
I'm recording the album at the moment.
Are you?
On the road, which is, I mean, to an extent, because obviously sometimes you can't really write music in like a loud dressing room whilst there's pounding music coming from upstairs or whatever. But yeah, I'm always kind of recording and writing.
So the songs on the EP that we have now might show up on the full length record when it's ready?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I think it's going to be mostly new stuff on the full length record. Too far to ever go back, you know I won't give you up, but baby I don't want that. It's easy to be so good, you know you keep so still, maybe it's a kind of flag, maybe it's the reason that I'm back, maybe it's alright. Maybe I've always been this kind. Baby, it's too hard to discard for this to work again. But you know I still wake up with you every morning like I'm still dead. I heard she's running out again. I know you're over that. I know. Doesn't feel right, you know it's gotta feel right. It's not the same now, but for a while this freedom hasn't changed. It hits me so hard, feel so great, and I kept so clean, I was the reason that you didn't stay. Maybe it's the reason you're so glazed. Maybe it's alright. Maybe I've always been so afraid. Maybe it's too hard to scud for this to work again. But you know I still wake up with you every morning like I'm still dead. I heard she's running out. Doesn't feel right. You know it's gotta feel right. I heard she's running out again. I know you're over that. I know that look, you did it wrong. You're all I've got. I heard you're fired up again. I know something doesn't feel right. You know it's gonna feel right.
What are your thoughts on an album being a body of work?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the albums that I love are such as, I don't know, let me think of one. Like Bon Iver's second record.
Mm-hmm.
It's such, like, it has such a distinct sound. And I think that's important when you're creating an album because it's like a reflection of where you are musically or even emotionally at that time. And so I think it's pleasing to, not necessarily with in terms of like style. I think like that can be, I think it's great if there's like a range of styles and like eclectic kind of mix, but I think it's nice when there's something holding it all together.
You know, I didn't realize you were a multi-instrumentalist or anything like that. Are you a self-taught musician?
I am, yeah. And well, my dad taught me guitar.
Is guitar the go-to instrument for you, more or less, if you're sitting down to write a song?
When I'm writing a song, I usually probably do it mainly just on the computer with, or like on the key, or on a synth or something. But on Logic, you can like type in notes rather than like actually playing them. And I kind of do that a lot of the time. That's probably my go-to instrument.
You've really embraced yeah. the technology, haven't you?
But yeah, guitar is my favorite, I think. Mm-hmm. It's the coolest.
It is the coolest. And you're playing you're a left-handed musician playing a right-handed guitar. Yeah. Like doing the Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain thing.
Yeah.
I think aesthetically, that's very cool to see on stage.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're very welcome. This is Amber from The Japanese House right here on 88.5 KCSN. 2016 is just about over pretty much, and we're doing a cool thing online right now. We're asking our listeners and our members what their favorite records are of 2016.
Ooh.
What are a couple of yours?
Let me have a think.
You know, have you even had the chance to sit down and listen to a record from front to back?
I have, but I can't actually remember.
So immersed in your own stuff.
I have been listening to mainly my own stuff, which is brilliant. Embarrassing, but I think probably the new Bon Iver record's amazing.
It is. It's dreamy. It'll take you to another planet.
Beyonce's album, really? Lemonade. I love it.
You know, you had said just before we started recording this thing, you had said that you had a day off in Los Angeles just last night. You went out and found a karaoke bar.
I did.
And I was thinking, you know, for I guess an indie rock darling like yourself to go up there and do karaoke and sing Miley Cyrus and yeah. whatever else you did.
I love
Miley
Cyrus.
I think
Miley
that's
Cyrus.
Very cool. Do you?
I like a lot of pop music. I think you can hear that in my songs that they're. Yeah, I think pop music's great. Obviously, good pop music. There's a lot of awful pop music, but Miley Cyrus is good, I think.
I tell you, for my money, it doesn't get much better than Miley Cyrus doing her rendition of Jolene. I don't know if people yeah, have heard that, but it is pretty good.
I've heard that. She's a talented singer.
Yeah, totally.
I miss her accent when she had a southern accent.
Southern accent, right. Yeah. And your accent is from where?
London. Well, just outside of London.
And you're thinking about relocating to California, maybe?
I'd love to. I don't think my girlfriend would move with me.
No?
And I kind of need her in my life, so I don't think I'll be moving here anytime soon. But I do really love it. Maybe I'll run away.
You're thinking about relocating here possibly for music mainly?
Maybe. I'd love to.
There's a lot of the industry is here, you know?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a reason as to why there's... It's become a cliche to go and for all loads of bands to like come and live in LA and record an album. And the reason for that's probably because it's really nice and there's a lot of space and it feels creative and it's not, it's like, I don't know, it's sunny and I feel more creative when I'm here.
Couldn't speak, so I slurred while I looked for a word, but he left just before I could find it. I sat by myself and I stared at the pictures of you on the wall. I kissed the full cut up and warm. There's nothing coming out of my mouth, so I said no.
Thank you. Songwriting can be so personal, we appreciate you sharing your songs with us, and we're happy to support you and your band as an artist. Again, touring with the 1975 in the UK is amazing. Looks like you're going to be on the road for a while. It's very cool to catch up with you. Hopefully next time around when you sweep through California, you'll take the time and consider this a tour stop, you know?
Yeah, oh, thank you.
For sure. Is there anything to touch on? Is there anything that the general public should know that they don't know already from the Japanese house?
That's a good question. I always get asked if I use a vocoder, and I don't. That's a good thing to. There's a lot of harmonies, but they're all layered. It takes a long time. It's like sometimes like 8 harmonies layered, rather than. Probably be a lot easier if I used a vocoder, actually. Maybe I'll look into that. But that's a good hot tip.
Well, people, we're going to set up some of our cameras in the studio, and the video will show up on the internet so people could actually see what the whole setup is like, which is, I think, is very cool. Adds in another dynamic, not just the radio, you know?
Yeah, cool.
Amber, thank you so much. And
yeah, thank you.
We're excited you took the time for us.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
You got it. The Japanese House right here on 88.5 KCSN.